Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Growing Up. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
He gave some apostles, he gave some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers. They're all gifts. And why did he give them? For the perfecting of the saints. Do the saints need to be perfected? Hmm? Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Could your neighbor use some more perfecting? And perfect, yeah. Oh yeah. If you're not sure about that, you need to get sure. Oh yeah. Let us tell you. Yeah, you need some more work. Right? You're not done. No. Don't take them out of the oven yet. Just, if anything, just turn them over and put them back in, right? They need some more. He said, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. You know, these gifts that he gave are not supposed to do all the work of the ministry. It's impossible. Too big of a job. And as you can see, you know, all these service teams. Don't you appreciate getting to see behind the scenes? And I mean, you know, these communion platters don't stay clean and shiny by themselves, and they don't get loaded and unloaded and fixed by themselves, right? I mean, and this facility doesn't get cleaned and kept in nice shape by itself, and the grounds don't just stay perfect by themselves. I mean, people are sowing. And I couldn't have done this week. I'm down in Texas preaching where I was supposed to be. I wasn't supposed to be here cutting the grass. Huh? I wasn't supposed to be here cleaning the bathroom. It's not a problem for me to do it, but it is if I'm supposed to be doing something else. But in so many churches, you got a handful of people just working themselves silly. And you got 97% of the church that just comes in and sits down and leaves. And comes back next week and sits down and leaves. And people think that's church. Not as God planned it. Men have, they've watered it down to that. And people think that church is about attendance. They do, don't they? You go to church. Are you a part of a church? What do people think that means? Do you attend? Do you show up at least once in a while? People go, oh, yeah, I go to church. I'm part of a church. Well, no, the Lord didn't intend that. In fact, I got a title. I guess some of it's trying to come out here. Some things, other things I've been looking at, and one of them, my title is Church. It's not just a Sunday thing. That's kind of boiling in me here, stewing, like the crock pot. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, the believers are supposed to do the work of the ministry and help build up the entire body of Christ. Can you see that's a big, big job? Going to take a lot of people. And it's not just going to take a bunch of babies. It's going to take a bunch of grown up Christians. Like we've said before, you know, athletes, professional football, basketball, baseball players, Olympic athletes, the things they do physically that are so outstanding, they couldn't do those things when they were babies. Could they? I mean, they couldn't. They, you know, Michael Jordan couldn't dunk when he was two. Lance Armstrong couldn't win these races when he was three. Could he? No, they had to develop fully. And it took years. And it didn't just happen automatically. They had to develop these skills. They had to train. How much practice did these guys do? Oh, years, a lifetime. And eventually, they developed to their full potential. Their bodies, their skills were perfected. And then they reach these levels of play and performance. Well, what about the body of Christ? What about us? We will not be able to reach the levels of ministry and effectiveness and fruit and power and results and all of us being babies. We got to grow up. And that's what he's talking about. That's why he gave us these gifts. And instead of people just coming and attending churches all over the country and all over the world this morning and checking the box and saying, I went, praise God. Now, how quick can we get out? Instead of doing that, if we're all growing up, that's why churches are supposed to be coming together. They're supposed to be getting fed the milk of the word and the meat of the word and growing up and developing. And then getting all stirred up and charged up and then going out and doing the work of the ministry and building up the whole body of Christ. And it seems like so much of the church world is just barely beginning to get an idea of this. And we can't control everybody. It's not our job to control or judge anybody, but it is our job to get a hold of ourselves and do our part. Well, he went on to say, verse 13, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. He uses that word perfect again. What will you look like when you're perfected? Just like Jesus. We read in Luke, you know, where he said the servant and the disciple, I should say, the disciple, the learner, the student is not above his master. But everyone, when they are perfected, will be what? As his, what is it? Just like his master. Just like the teacher. Do we believe that? Well, let's stay after it then. He went on to say that we henceforth be no more children. No more children. Does he want us to be children all our life? No, grow up. No more children. Tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine. See, children are unstable, aren't they? They believe stuff they ought not believe. They're easily duped, easily fooled, easily led astray. But not strong, well-developed adults. No, they're not easily fooled. They're stable. They're strong. And verse 15, but speaking the truth in love may what? May grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. And he talks about the whole body developing and growing, just elaborating on what he said about the body of Christ being edified and built up. Is it God's will for you to grow up?
Yes.
And for me to grow up?
Yes.
Look at your neighbor and charge him, say, grow up.
Grow up.
Now you tell him back, okay. I am. I am. I'm growing up right now. That's it. That's one reason I'm in church this morning. So as I can get fed, so I can grow up. Right? Grow up. Now we've talked about several different aspects of this. We've talked about being a baby. We've talked about being a child. We talked about growing up and being a perfect man. Now don't let that word perfect throw you. When we use the word perfect in our modern usage, we think flawless. Without flaw, without error. No, that's not what this word means. We looked it up. What does it mean? It means complete. It means brought to its completion, brought to its finish. Just like a child, they're born a baby and then they start growing. Everything's right and normal. They will grow and grow and grow, but they won't just grow forever. There comes a time when they've reached their full stature, right? They are at adulthood. They're as tall as they're going to get. Their bones have developed, you know. Well, as a Christian, you're born a spiritual baby. And you're supposed to grow. And that's what's confusing to a lot of people. Because you can have a 65-year-old body. And a person in spiritual development's like a 2-year-old. And that's confusing to people. You don't have to grow just by reason of time. But if you're fed, if you exercise, you'll develop, you'll grow. So how do we grow up to the full measure of the stature of Christ? Speaking the truth in love. We've talked about that. You're fed the sincere milk of the word and the meat. You exercise yourself. Then you act on the word. You speak the word. You walk in love. You do it. You grow. Just like in the natural. You eat, you get fed, you exercise, you'll grow. But how do you grow up all the way? I'm talking about how do you make it all the way from spiritual infancy to spiritual maturity? We've talked about numerous of these things, but how do I make it all the way? Anybody interested?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
How do I make it to the full measure of the stature of my master? How do I get there? I heard somebody say it. That's it. Heard it over here. Heard it over here. You already know the answer. Don't quit. Sounds simple, but people do it all the time. Go to James, please, and let's talk about this. James 1. Father, we thank you for utterance this morning. Ask for everybody for eyes to hear, see, and ears to hear, hearts to understand. Show us what to do and how to reach the fullness that you've called us to in Jesus' name. James 1. James 1. He said, first chapter of James, verse 2, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations. Well, now that's not natural. When people fall into different trials and temptations, they tend to cry about it and be depressed and be upset. But he says what? Can you, now, you know, there's significance in every one of these words. Count it. He didn't say it'd feel like it. What did he say? Count it. Count. Can you count something joy when you feel bad? Can you? Can you feel like 40 miles of muddy road? Lower than a snake's belly in a wagon rut. Can you feel bad? Can you feel rough and low and yet count it joy? Can you put on joy? And just get up and say, nah, boy, I don't care how you feel. God's come through for you too many times. Get up from there. Get up from there. Shout the victory. Praise God anyhow. Hallelujah anyhow. Can you do it? Yeah, you can.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Perfection Through Patience, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1603-O. That's R-1603-O, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.